The Assembly of First Nations says the resignation of former Justice Minister Jody Wilson-Raybould from cabinet will not stop the work on important Indigenous files. AFN Chief Perry Bellegarde says he remains focused on reconciliation.
It's something internal to the Liberal Party. I'm more focused on reconciliation and making sure there's good water and good housing in First Nations communities. We've got the language legislation we want to get passed. We've got the child welfare legislation we want to get introduced and see introduced.
Saskatoon Tribal Council Chief Mark Arcan says the departure is a step back for reconciliation. Meanwhile, the Commons Justice Committee opens hearings today into the SNL-Lavalin affair. It'll investigate allegations the Prime Minister's office pressured Wilson-Raybould to help the Montreal company avoid criminal prosecution. Wilson-Raybould spoke briefly with reporters this morning and says she still can't discuss why she resigned from cabinet.
As I've said, and I know this is frustrating for many people, I'm committed to ensuring that I know what I can and cannot say. Hence, I'm giving or getting legal advice, as I've told you, around privilege.
A University of Saskatchewan professor says we need to hear from Wilson-Raybould. Greg Pelzer says the controversy is not playing well outside of Quebec.
Unless we actually get this on to the public record, people are only going to believe, rightly or wrongly, because we don't actually have the facts in this case, they're only going to believe the story that there is political interference with the Minister of Justice executing the duties of her office.
Pelzer says the controversy could hurt the Liberals in the upcoming federal election. The federal government is planning to spend $638 million on housing for Indigenous people in cities and urban centers. The money is part of the Liberals' $40 billion housing plan, which is spread over 10 years and aims to reduce homelessness by half. Indigenous Services Minister Seamus O'Regan is making the announcement this afternoon. About two-thirds of the money is to address Indigenous homelessness, and one-third is to improve existing social housing for Indigenous families in urban centers. A Prince Albert lawyer has been sentenced to 3 months in jail after submitting $233,000 worth of false Indian residential school claims. Christian Egham filed as many as 50 bogus claims between 2006 and 2012. Last Friday, he pleaded guilty to fraud at Prince Albert Court of Queen's Bench. Crown Prosecutor Darren Haworth says Egham misused his position.
Of all those involved, he was kind of the central facilitating figure in the sense that, as a lawyer and through his office, those applications were sent in.
The 80-year-old Egham is also disallowed from practicing law for 3 years. A 2019 Canadian Challenge sled dog race got underway yesterday north of Prince Albert. There's a total of 17 teams competing in this year's race in the 12, 8, and 5 dog categories. Race president Stéphane Demarier says in general, the trails are in good shape this year.
We got plenty of snow this year. Our crew down south worked pretty hard, and the rangers that help us out up north, they did a terrific job in opening up and grooming the trail and marking the trail.
The race winds up in LaRange on Saturday. A man arrested in the death of his common-law wife in Saskatoon is now charged with first-degree murder. Blake Schreiner was originally charged with second-degree murder in the January 29th death of Tammy Brown. Saskatoon police have not said how she died. Relatives have said the couple had been together for 5 years and had 2 young children. Schreiner's next court appearance is set for Friday. Inuit leaders say the decision to stay charges against a priest accused of sexual abuse in Arctic communities is traumatizing the victims all over again. Elder Peter Inrich says the decision to not have Oblate priest Johannes Revoir returned from France doesn't mesh with the government's promise of Indigenous reconciliation.
It just adds anger and frustration with a lot of people, and as I said earlier, it re-traumatizes the victims of Revoir.
A spokesperson with Public Prosecution Service says France's policy of not extraditing citizens played a role in the decision. The alleged abuses took place in the 1960s. The CRTC says the telecommunications industry uses unacceptable sales practices that mislead consumers and harm vulnerable Canadians.
The telecom regulator says misleading and aggressive practices exist in all types of sales channels, including in stores, online, over the telephone, and at homes when companies conduct door-to-door sales campaigns. But the report doesn't identify which companies or areas of the country have the worst track record. The CRTC compiled the report after 5 days of testimony at public hearings in October and months of information gathering, including more than 1,000 comments from individual Canadians. The CRTC says it plans to follow up its report with measures to address the problems identified through the inquiry. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.